episode 1021, The Backhanded Compliment.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. It is Confession Day. And boy, do I have a confession. It's all about the backhanded compliment. It's not going to be a fun one for me, but you know what? We got to talk about it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, compliments, they're great when they're shared. They're great when you care. But what about the backhanded compliment? The ones that build you up and tear you down all at the same time. Well, I caught myself doing just that the other day to my daughter, right before she headed off to bed. What a great mom I am. Now, I really didn't think much about it at the time. I was simply saying how she was so cute and adorable and little, and boy, I felt so tall. Now, you need to understand that neither of us are tall at all. I just had my tennis shoes on, which gave me a little bit more height, maybe like an inch and a quarter. But to me, it was like, oh, this is awesome. I'm getting older, but I'm getting taller. Go, mom. But her immediate response was, wow, mom, way to go with a backhanded compliment. Talk about confessions. I failed. I failed as a mom. I thought I was lifting her up, telling her she was so cute. But in actuality, she didn't. Now, yes, she had a long day, so she could have been extra sensitive. But really, the one who needed to be more sensitive was me. Here, I really didn't mean anything by it, yet she took it all the wrong way. What a terrible thing to do to your child, or to anyone for that matter. Give them a compliment and then turn around and slap them. Okay, figuratively, that is. But seriously, that's exactly what we're doing with a backhanded compliment. Why is it that we do this? It's like we are giving them a stroke of how great they are and then disciplining or pointing out a shortcoming. How unfair. Have you ever done that? Have you ever had that done to you? Because all you're doing is telling your child you're not good enough. Sit with this for a minute. You're not good enough. Who would have thought that a compliment that we mean so genuinely, and then, oh, well, we kind of add in a little lesson or two or like a little, I don't know, kind of a poke. But no, it's not. It just tears them down. Maybe you don't mean to do it. Maybe you don't mean to do it like that. But it's become a way you communicate. Now, I can't say that I do that all the time in my communications with my children. However, when I look back at times, I'm like, yeah, caught that one there. Oop, there's one there. And I think we're trying to wrap it all up into what? Multitasking, trying to get it all done at the same time. But is that really serving the purpose that we need to be giving to our child? Is it helping them with their self-esteem, our friend's self-esteem, our husband's self-esteem, whoever it is that we're doing this to? It could be a coworker. It's not right. And I know growing up, I did it growing up. And I think a lot of it is, it's a learned trait. It's a learned way to communicate. And we just take it on as our own. And we're like, if everybody else talks this way, I'm going to do it. My son comes home and says, oh, mom, you know, my friend told me this. And I'm like, your friend told you that? That doesn't sound very nice. It's a backhanded compliment. Yeah, it sounded great. First half, second half, biggest slap ever. Left a hand mark. That's not good. And I don't really think we stop long enough to realize that we're actually doing this. So something so simple regarding my daughter and her height, which of course neither of us can do anything about. She's got my genes. I don't have her genes. And it's probably a good thing I don't have her genes. But she definitely has my genes, and I'm not growing tall anymore, and she's definitely not growing tall anymore. And both of us would like to be tall, like that extra 3/4 of an inch even, just that much. But as much as I really want to hang myself and dangle myself, you know, to stretch me out, I'm not going to get taller, and neither is she. So at that brief moment in time, to her, it was a slap in the face. Even though mom here was just like, oh, honey, you're just so cute. You're so adorable in that outfit. And oh boy, you're so short. I'm feeling so tall today. This is awesome. Might as well have kicked her right in the gut. Maybe you don't have this problem. Maybe it's just me. But unfortunately, it's not. I see it. I hear it. I watch it. I go to the games at the school, and I just watch the interactions, and I listen to conversations. I'm not eavesdropping. I'm just listening to generalities, how people communicate with each other. I'm like, oh, if only they knew how this was really being taken and absorbed by the other person. All you're doing is telling your child you're not good enough. That's what I told my daughter. You're not good enough, hon. Yeah, you're cute, but you're still not good enough. That hurts. And it hurts me as a mom to think that I didn't say those words, but I implied them. Some of us really don't do it. And when we do it, it's more out of ignorance because we're not really paying attention. We don't think that our words, combining them the way that they are, is equaling you're not good enough or the backhanded compliment. But others, yeah, you know those. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're being plain mean-spirited. Maybe you've heard a few of them, like, way to ace such an easy test. Well, does that lift you up? Well, it does at first, right? Way to ace it, but yet it was such an easy test. Oh, build them up, and I'm going to tell you right back down. Congrats on the new job. Now you won't have an excuse to be crabby. Okay, well, if you thought they were crabby, fine. But what about just saying congrats on the new job, period? We don't do that, though. We have to poke a little bit, right? You look so cute in that outfit. Ever tried those other pair of shoes? They might look better. Ooh, why'd you say you look so cute? How do you compliment without the slap? Here is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. You have to separate the compliment from the lesson. Moms, we like to have all these one pot meals, don't we? And that's what we're doing when we try to give these backhanded compliments, or I should say when we give these backhanded compliments, that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing the one pot meals, but you cannot teach and compliment at the same time. I even found myself doing it to my son. Speaking of a test, he had studied really hard and was working on two or three different tests he had on one day. He came home and said, Mom, I aced two of my tests. I already got my grade back. I'm like, that's awesome. Now, mind you, he has two other tests later in the week. And I said, oh, way to work so hard. Now you got to work harder for those other tests coming up. Oh, my gosh. Really, Mom? You just said that. I did just say that. It was horrible. I know we don't mean it horrible. But the way it is interpreted from the one who is receiving it, their perspective, hence the backhanded compliment. It hurts too. So how do you compliment without the slap? Well, you separate the compliment from the lesson. Let's break it down and give you real application. Number one, give a compliment with no strings attached, no et cetera's. It's simply give the compliment. You look adorable. Period. Exclamation point. That's it. Nothing else said. You aced your test. Way to go. Rock on. High five. Period. Nothing else. Exclamation point. Smiley face. Don't wait for 2 seconds and then come in with something else. No, no, no. Just give a compliment. Period. Number two, live in the compliment. Now, notice I didn't just say give a compliment and then say go, you know, teach the lesson. Go figure it out. Go, you know, backstab him now. Nope. You got to live in the compliment. That means what? Let them absorb it. Let them, you know, kind of revel in it. Like, oh, yeah, that feels good. I feel good. Because when you feel that way, what is it doing to yourself? It builds you up, right? That helps you become your best selfie. And that's what you want to do when you're parenting a child, when you are loving on a family member or a friend or a coworker. We don't mean to tear down all the time. I really don't think we do. But we don't stop long enough because we're too busy. Our lives are too chaotic. And we've got a lot of, just noise happening. And we can't cut through all the clutter. But you can if you give a compliment and then live in the compliment. Live in it. That may mean for a whole day you don't say anything. Maybe it's just for a couple hours. You, the person you're talking with, communicating with, you guys kind of have to decide that. You got to feel it out. I can't say that, okay, it's got to be 20 minutes and then you can start the next step. No. For some, it may be a week. But too many times we're trying to stuff everything in all at the same time. I know I'm guilty. It's confession day. Let it all hang out day. Real and raw. And I got to tell you, this doesn't just apply to children. It really, 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 really applies to our spouses. And I know before I went through my craziness and my storm, that is one technique, if you want to call it a technique. I don't really like to use that word with it, but it was a technique, the backhanded compliment. Well, thanks for cleaning the kitchen, but could you have not put away all these other dishes that you left out over here? How about just thanks for cleaning the kitchen? Or you come home and you're like, oh my gosh, you vacuumed for me. Thank you, but you left this over here. Why didn't you put that away? You had to vacuum. Why didn't you move it? It's just the same thing, right? We pick them up and we slam them down. And as women especially, yeah, men, you do it. But women, we do it worse. And you're probably like, whoa, that's a pretty strong statement. It is. Why? Because women have a way of holding grudges. We stew in our stuff. Guys, they brush it off. Now, that doesn't mean that they forget about it or they don't always forgive either. That's for another episode. But when we as women are sitting here and we're taking it like, oh, it's gold and I got to hold on to it. Yeah, something's wrong with us. And it is. And I'm just being honest with you because I really want you to think about how the backhanded compliment is in your life. Do you use this? Do you find yourself using it? Because really, honestly, it was an innocent thing that I said to my daughter, right? She was cute, adorable. And then I just said, oh, I feel so tall. And that was complimenting me, but it wasn't because we're basically the same height. I mean, give or take a few little blinks of an eye, maybe of a difference. But ultimately, we're basically the same height. And for her at that moment in time, it was a backhanded compliment. And it just really got me thinking, why is it that we talk this way to the ones we love the most? So separate the compliment from the lesson. Give a compliment, live in the compliment, and once when they've lived in the compliment, let them simmer in it. Because that's where you want to stew, right? You want to stew in the goodness. You know when you walk into a house and yeah, the stew's been on the stove for a long time, or maybe like for me in the crock pot, and you come in and it's like, oh, the aroma that has just filled the air, and you're just like, you could use a knife to cut it or a spoon already to dish it out of the air because it's just so potent. That's what I mean by live in the compliment. Let it build them up. And then go to number 3, teach at a later date. That's when you can remind them, you know what? You did so amazing on those 2 tests a couple days ago. I can't wait to see what you do on these next 2 tests coming up. You're going to be awesome. You're really learning how to study and really figuring out what works for you. Great job on your study skills. Wow! How cool is that? You gave them a high five. They got to love the high five. And then guess what? You got to build them up even more. That's a way to do it. Compliment. Compliment. Love. And then teach. That's really what we are needing to do in our lives. Parenting is tough. Relationships are tough. And if you think about this, you think God would give you a backhanded compliment? Nope. He is just going to flat out teach you the lesson, or he's just going to flat out build you up. But he really draws the line. Why? Because he wants to build a relationship with you. And you can't have a relationship with someone and you can't build upon that foundation of the relationship if you always are building and tearing at the same time. There's too much friction there. So bury the friction today. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you need to talk strategy or figure out, gosh, I never really thought about the backhanded compliment. But I find out that that's my norm in my conversation. And it kind of scares me. Hey, that's okay. It's not a big deal. But guess what? We need to do some things to begin to fix it and tweak it. So guess what? The backhanded compliment goes away. It fades into the past. And you can look forward to actually loving on your child and building them up and teaching them instead of going, oh, well, I'm just going to use this backhanded compliment because it works so much better. And I don't have to waste my time. Doesn't work that way. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you. That will begin our conversation and we'll get you scheduled for a coaching call with me. It's free. I said it's a free gift, so it's free. Take advantage of it. And remember, compliments are meant to build you up, leaving the teaching for another day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.